Everything was bad.
What about water in your home? Did you have...
That's funny. We had it rationed. We had to take a bath like from, they'd give it like from 3 to 5. It was against the law to water your plants. Some of the most daring ladies kept some in Porsches, and they watered them with their own drinking supply. My mother wouldn't do that. She figured that somebody might go thirsty if the plants had something to drink. She just let all her plants dry.
That's really interesting. Well, what do you? How do you keep the heat out here in the wintertime? I mean, in the summertime, let's get very
out hot. Of the houses. They all have very thick insulation.
What about overhead?
We have insulation between the roof and the ceiling.
Now, what about the old houses then?
They didn't have to. They were so well made, especially the one from Adobe. The minute you walk into one of those old homes, you can feel the breeze. You can actually feel the coolness. You don't feel it in these houses. It's something very unique.
Do they have windows in those Adobe houses?
Yes, they have small, narrow windows.
And we were talking about the roof of the house, you know. And what do you call the place where the roof comes together? You know, if it's
dos aguas.
What does that mean?
It meant where the water meets two waters. Because if we were to have a flat roof, it would keep the water there and it would leak. But if the two roofs meet, like you say, the water just keeps sliding off. That's the best kind for our weather.
And you know, this house is built in an L, so
yes.
So it comes together like this. And what do you call this place right in here where they come together, where this roof comes together?
It has a word, let me think. It has a special name because we have a gutter, so the water would slide off and then we can keep it for the water, for the plants. If we put a barrel underneath, we can keep all that water.
So you keep the water out of the
Yes.
Water. Do you call it a valley or anything? The place where the roof, or an alley?
No, we don't call it the valley.
Would we call it the gutter?
The gutter would be the thing made out of metal where the water slides.
The thing in the...
Yes.
That runs along the side, mm-hmm. edge of the roof. And this morning I was riding around town. I saw some interesting buildings I wanted to ask you about. Down next to the police station, there's a round building there. With a round roof and everything.
La Casa Redonda. That was her playground when I was growing up. That's where I grew up, right along there. If you notice the cream house with a red roof, just about next to the theater.
Right, yeah.
Grandparents lived. And that house was built to store the material from the waterworks. We used it as our own personal playroom because my friends, father, that was Mr. Ramirez's brother, was the engineer for the water plant.
So you could play in.
So we got to play there.
Why did they build it round like that? It seems unusual.
I don't know who had that idea. I think they just wanted it to be different. But the whole waterwork, if you will notice, it is quite elaborate. You don't see a waterwork with that many things. Was our playground. That's where we'd play.
Well, now, I didn't see the waterworks. I saw this building. Where are the waterworks?
Right next to the police station, by the river edge.
Oh, I was looking the other way then, I think.
You missed one of our best sites. I don't know how well it is kept now. It always had a beautiful lawn, beautiful plants.
Okay.
Bougainvilleas and gardenias. And then the people next to the waterwork had tangerines. So, boy, we had a good time.
Now, tell me about the other kind of buildings you'd have around here. What kind of buildings would you have on the ranch or on the farm or around your house?
My mother has, I don't know, I would guess it would be like a southern home. It's green, light green, and it has white shutters. She has a garage for 4 cars, but it's closed. The ones you can drive and the doors automatically pull up, that's what she has at the ranch. They'd have to, it's very dangerous with wet bags in there. My father wouldn't want her to get out and open the door. So they have one of those automatic doors.